National Guardsmen kicked out of the U.S. Capitol. Governor Larry Hogan weighs in. I'm Megan Cloherty.
At least we know who sold the winning Powerball ticket. I'm Neil Augenstein.
Wall Street, Dow Jones down 179 points at the close. NASDAQ up by 12. S&P 500 losing 12. It's midnight.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. President Biden says bold action is needed to dig the country out of its economic crisis. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy with details.
The president says a lot of America is hurting.
We have the tools to help people. So let's use the tools. All of them. Use them now.
Mr. Biden signed two executive orders. One aims to expand access to food stamps and ensure Americans who didn't earn enough to file a tax return can still get the relief payments they're due. Another requires federal contractors to pay at least a $15 an hour minimum wage. The president is leaning on Congress to pass a $2 trillion package that he says would speed up a return to full employment. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
Stanford University researchers are hunting for variants of the coronavirus. KPIX-TV's Devin Feely says those we know about and others that may be brand new.
Dr. Benjamin Pinsky, the lab's medical director, says Stanford will collect samples from its testing sites in Santa Clara and San Mateo counties and parts of the East Bay. Dr. Pinsky's team will be looking for several worrisome new variants that have popped up since the pandemic first began in places like the UK, South Africa, Brazil, and even here in California. Researchers are focused on figuring out how these mutations affect the virus's behavior. Is it more infectious or more lethal? And importantly, are the current vaccines still effective?
The information will be shared with county and state health officials. A big step next week towards President Trump's impeachment trial. More from our Steve Dorsey in Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll send the article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump to the Senate Monday. It'll trigger the beginning of an impeachment trial soon after. Democrats have rejected a proposal by Republicans to put off the trial until mid-February, with the GOP arguing it would allow Mr. Trump more time to prepare and allow the Senate time to focus on Biden administration confirmations.
The New York Times reports that top Department of Justice officials threatened to resign if then-President Trump moved to replace Acting Attorney General Jeff Rosen, who had refused to open DOJ investigations into alleged voter fraud in Georgia during the recount in that state. The paper says Rosen refused to give in, top officials threatened to resign, and Mr. Trump finally relented. Political analyst Larry Sabato calls the report stunning.
This ought to be considered in the impeachment trial that will begin in 2 weeks in the U.S. Senate. This absolutely should be included in the discussion because it's beyond shocking.
This is CBS News.
WTOP at 12:03. Good Saturday morning. We've made it to the weekend. It's January 23rd, 2021. Clear, extremely cold this overnight early morning. Low in the teens in parts of the area by daybreak. We're at 36 right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. Topping the news as we ride into this Saturday together. Latest on COVID, there is still very little coronavirus vaccine locally to go around in Virginia right now. And the man in charge of the rollout this morning asking people who want shots to be patient.
This week, Virginia asked for 300,000 doses of vaccine, but only received about 106,000. And the Commonwealth has started distributing it to individual communities based on population. For instance,
Prince William County, again, a populous county, but they're only going to get about 6,000 doses a week.
Dr. Danny Avula is leading Virginia's vaccination effort.
It's really important for everybody to understand that there is not a lot of new vaccine coming into the state.
He expects it to take 2 to 3 months to get everyone in the Phase 1B group vaccinated. That includes police officers, teachers, grocery store workers, and people age 65 and older. Michelle Bash, WTOP News.
If you already got your first dose of vaccine at the Virginia Hospital Center Managed Clinic at the Walter Reed Community Center in Arlington, you may still get your second dose as scheduled. Arlington County will be working to reschedule other people whose COVID-19 vaccine appointments were canceled by Virginia Hospital Center at its other community vaccine clinics as well because they did not have enough at the time. Now, affected people here include those older than 75, who had their first doses of the vaccine scheduled after January 26th. The people in charge say they understand your frustration, but people across the area all are enduring the same thing. Now, more about the long lines of people trying to get a COVID vaccination and the few shots available so far in parts of the region. In Prince George's County, they're making sure only locals get appointments for the vaccine from now on after residents of a neighboring county came over.
You now have to pre-register and say you live or work in Prince George's County to get a coronavirus vaccine there. The appointments are all booked through February 9th, and the county's chief health officer said between 30 and 50% of those who have gotten doses in the county so far don't live there. The county is resetting all appointments for after February 9th and only honoring appointments pre-registered online. NBC4 interviewed people in line at the Prince George's Sports and Learning Complex in Landover, and many came from elsewhere.
I'm from Montgomery County.
I'm from Montgomery County.
Those who have appointments for the first dose before February 9th will be able to keep them, as well as any appointments at any time for the second dose. Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Now, if you do live and or work in Prince George's County, they're getting ready to offer vaccinations to a new set of people. They are those 65 to 74 years of age and essential workers at high risk of exposure, such as grocery store employees, public transit employees, and postal workers. You will not get vaccinated right away in Prince George's County, but you will be in a virtual line. As the nation works to get people vaccinated, there could come a point where you head into, say, a stadium or a gym to get that shot.
As more vaccine doses become available and states get through the first few groups, you could see mass vaccination centers open near you.
When you get to the group where you have a lot of people and you really need to do mass vaccination.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says when people between 16 and 64 years old who have underlying conditions are up for getting vaccinated, that will be a group of around 80 million people.
That's when you really would benefit greatly from community vaccine centers.
He says at that point, you probably will see, in addition to pharmacies giving shots, vaccination operations pop up at gyms, theaters, and even stadiums. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
President Biden has announced that he has directed FEMA to open 100 federally funded vaccination centers around the nation by next month. See Mike's entire interview with Dr. Fauci a click away at WTOP.com. Search virus. The legal fight over Montgomery County's indoor dining ban could resume soon, we hear. A source telling Bethesda Beat this week that another hearing on a lawsuit might be held next month. Dozens of restaurants represented by the Restaurant Association of Maryland sued to overturn that indoor dining ban, which was imposed late last year to limit the spread of coronavirus. This county's order, however, does allow outdoor dining as well as takeout and delivery service. Still ahead this early Saturday morning midnight hour here, January 23rd, for you right here on WTOP.
Four Maryland National Guardsmen kicked out of the U.S. Capitol. Governor Larry Hogan weighs in. I'm Megan Clougherty.
You've spent the whole day staring at screens, phones, tablets, laptops, and desktops, meeting, working, shopping, and searching. Now you deserve a little reward.